Vanessa O'Connor is among those seeking to become Hanover's next selectman, and she joins us now to discuss her campaign. Ms. O'Connor, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. I'm excited.
So why do you want to be on the Board of Selectmen?
So I really think that as residents of especially a small town, we have a civic duty to kind of do work for the town and really give back to the town. And I know that a lot of residents like myself aren't necessarily able to do that because of family work commitments, caring for kids, caring for parents, all that kind of thing. And so I really wanted to kind of speak up, especially for those people, and really engage with the community and listen and communicate transparently. And I thought that kind of the best way that I could do that was to just, I guess, jump right in and run for the Board of Selectmen. So here I am.
Now, you mentioned your experience as a real estate attorney as being a particular asset to the town. Could you explain why you think that is?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's more or less my job, right, to be concise, to be efficient, to be pragmatic about making decisions for myself and my clients. And I really think I can bring that to the table. I also really, I spend a lot of my time really having to work collaboratively to negotiate contracts and other documents with other parties. And I really have to be thoughtful of both the short-term considerations, but the really long-term considerations. And I think that's one of the areas that I can really help to improve Hanover, because as we're entering into these agreements, these contracts, whether they relate to unions or whether they relate to financing, that all of those things, I really think one thing we can do more is to think more about the long term and how that's going to impact us 5, 10, 15 years from now, so that we can really set that plan up so we're not bumping into huge issues the next time we're running up against financial difficulties like we did back in 2009, 2010, and like we're about to or in the middle of right now. So I really think I'll bring all of that, and I really will relay points well to the residents of town, because I think that one thing we can also improve on is both transparency and just opening that communication and keeping people aware, because not everyone can attend every meeting in town.
Now, one of the issues, of course, affecting communities across the country is COVID-19. What would you do as a selectman to continue to deal with the issue and the fallout from it?
Yeah, so I think that's going to be huge for this upcoming 2-3 years, right? I mean, this pandemic has really upended everything, and there's going to be long-term ramifications of that. And I think the most immediate and the most pressing challenge that we're going to face is trying to prepare budgets for both the 2021 budget, because that's kind of on a month-to-month basis at the moment, and then 2022 and 2023 budgets. I mean, our biggest revenue sources are property taxes, state and federal aid and excise taxes, and each one of those things is going to really take a hit in the midterm, right? I mean, property taxes, people, they're already regularly increasing. That's already a constant refrain from people in town, as our taxes are going up too much every year. And so I think that's going to be an issue as people are facing work shortages, businesses are closing. There's lots of stuff that's going to impact and make an increase on taxes an even bigger hit. And then in addition to that, state and federal aid is already projected to drop substantially. I think predictions range in the 10 to 20% for that. And I think that's going to really impact what we do. I mean, thankfully, as a town, Hanover relies a bit less than surrounding towns on state and federal funding, but that's still going to be a huge hit. And it's still going to require us to really look at our capital expenditures, our department budgets, all of that. I mean, and then the third piece there is excise taxes. I mean, it's a much smaller portion of our budget than state and federal funding and taxes, our property taxes. But at the same time, it also is, it's going to be a hit because people aren't going to be buying new cars, and there's not going to be that kind of extra source of income for the town in the midst of all this. And I think that we really are going to have to make tough decisions. We're going to have to think critically, and I think I'm qualified to do both of those things. And I think that one of the benefits of being one of the newer candidates to town, I've been in town with my family for a couple of years now, is I think I'll be able to be a bit more objective about making those decisions and thinking what really needs to go, what can stay, what we can put off for a couple of years. So I think I can offer all that.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.